KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Michelle Indeggio-Cello, an American singer, songwriter, poet, and bassist, on May 6th at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson, and it's Tuesday, April 28th. Are record high gas prices pushing people towards electric vehicles? More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. As of 6 a.m. this morning, a 24-hour maximum enforcement period is in place on our highways as the CHP focuses on speeding. The agency's goal is to reduce fatal and serious car accidents. Last year, CHP says that more than 68,000 people were injured and more than 400 lives were lost in crashes caused by unsafe speeds. The maximum enforcement period is in place until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. An alleged Guatemalan drug kingpin was arrested in San Diego. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that El Genio Dario Molina Lopez, also referred to as Don Dario, is facing federal drug distribution charges. On Friday, he pleaded not guilty to those charges in a federal court here in San Diego. Molina Lopez allegedly led a drug trafficking organization based out of Northwest Guatemala. At one point in time, a $10 million reward was offered for any information leading to his conviction and capture. Temperatures this week are expected to remain mild overall. Fair weather with a warming trend is expected to begin today and continue through Wednesday. Forecasters anticipate that Wednesday will be the warmest day this week, with temperatures landing near their seasonal averages, and there's a slight chance of rain across our region Wednesday night. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.
Gas prices in San Diego keep climbing as the Iran war continues. For our next installation of Price of San Diego, reporter Katie Anastas says high prices are pushing people to consider switching to electric vehicles.
Just before federal tax credits expired in September, Claremont resident Rick Thompson got an electric vehicle.
Because I used to drive a diesel vehicle before, and now, like near where I live in Claremont, it's about $8 a gallon for diesel fuel.
Thompson estimates he spends an equivalent of $2.70 per gallon to charge his EV at home. That's less than half of the average price of regular gas in San Diego. On Monday, it was $5.99 per gallon. Candace Redd is a spokesperson for AAA. She says California has the highest gas prices in the country, but it's not the most expensive place to charge an EV.
We know that's because of a large and competitive charging network, that widespread home charging options, and lower off-peak electricity rates all help keep prices from reaching the highest levels.
EVs are usually more expensive to buy new than gas-powered cars. But Cox Automotive says more used EVs could soon be on the market. Thousands of leases will end this year, and many of them will be sold as used cars. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
San Diego County started construction yesterday on cabins for people experiencing homelessness in East County. East County reporter Elena Alfaro says the project faced setbacks along the way, and some questions remain.
The once empty lot at the corner of Troy Street and Sweetwater Road is now bustling with construction workers. It will soon host 60 cabins that could shelter 1 to 2 people each. The county also plans to offer on-site case management support for the residents. Deanna Beck is the director for the county's Office of Homeless Solutions.
We all know that communities are safer when people are housed, and this project aims to provide safe interim housing to help bridge people to stability and permanency.
But But the project has had its fair share of critics, and it's hit roadblocks along the way, from getting access to the land to securing funding for the project. Lemon Grove City Council member Yadira Altamirano is one of the critics.
The concerns still exist. We're not quite sure who the operator will be. I would like the community to have input for there to be some type of accountability program, an oversight committee.
The county is looking for a homeless provider to be the site operator. Once completed, the cabins could open in summer 2027. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
To the north of the Imperial Valley, another battleground is emerging in the debate over AI data centers. Reporter Corey Suzuki says residents are pushing back against a large data center campus in the city of Coachella.
The proposal is for a data center campus that would cover 240 acres. At a meeting last week, residents urged the Coachella City Council to hold a public discussion about the project.
The data centers would also connect to IID, which means it would impact all existing customers across the Coachella Valley and in Imperial County.
Stephanie Ambris is a resident of Coachella. She pointed out that the city gets their power from the Imperial Irrigation District, the Imperial Valley's powerful public utility. Coachella is currently in the process of trying to create its own municipal utility.
You can build a utility without data centers, and we deserve a say in the development of our future utility.
Several city council members said they would push for a public discussion. Earlier this month, city officials said they hadn't approved anything yet, and that the project would require a full environmental impact report. This month, the Pew Research Center found that most new data centers are being proposed in rural areas. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
And now to another ongoing battle. Mexico broke ground yesterday on a project designed to manage Tijuana's sewage better and keep less of it from spilling into San Diego. The project involves upgrading pump stations in Tijuana. They have repeatedly failed and sent millions of gallons of raw sewage into the Tijuana River. John Beckham is with the North American Development Bank. It's financing the project. He says upgrading the stations are critical in stopping the sewage crisis.
We have to make sure this is done right. It's done with quality. Alone, it won't actually solve the problem if it doesn't have somewhere to pump the water, if the pipes aren't working properly.
The bank says the pump stations project will be paid for in part by a $13 million grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Officials say the project is expected to be completed next year. For the 250th birthday of the United States this year, KPBS is looking back on San Diego's own history. The military can be credited with much of the area's growth. One major military hub in the county is Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has more on the past lives of the base.
What's today known as Miramar was once a vast tract of ranch land. It wasn't even called Miramar. San Diego historian Jim Newland says that in the 19th century, everything north of Mission Valley was considered Linda Vista.
So that's sort of north of Mission Valley up that way, right? And so that was just generally known as the Linda Vista versus La Mesa, which is the south of Mission Valley area that goes from like Mission Hills to, you know, Mount Helix.
E.W. Scripps renamed part of the area Miramar when he moved into his ranch house in 1891. During World War I, the Army needed wide open spaces to train thousands of soldiers, and quickly. And so, the Miramar area's long history with the military began. Camp Kearney was established roughly where the airfield is now. Marine Colonel Eric Herman is the commanding officer of Marine Corps Air Station Miramar today.
There were, you know, thousands of horses and mules, thousands of infantrymen training and prepping to go overseas in battle.
At its height, Camp Kearney housed about 30,000 troops, a number that almost doubled San Diego's population at the time. It had more than 1,100 buildings, including 140 mess halls, all gone today. Newland says the Army built it to be temporary, but it proved pivotal in San Diego's development.
Probably half the folks who got trained at Camp Kearney never saw any action or even got overseas, you know, but I think it was very important to sort of lock in that we were open and a viable and very valuable asset to the military.
The Army closed the camp after the First World War. In 1934, the Marines established a base at the southeast corner of the old Camp Kearney. It was eventually named Camp Elliott. Today, its ruins remain where the 163 meets the 15. Thousands of commuters speed through the abandoned base unaware as we tour the area with Colonel Herman.
What we see here, what we believe this is, are kind of the foundations from the headquarters buildings that were over here. There were about five different command headquarters on this side at Camp Elliott.
That's where more than 50,000 Marines trained to ship off to the Pacific during World War II. At the time, the base was among the most vital installations supporting the war.
Before Camp Pendleton opened up, really, this was the only training ground to prep young men for what they would see in World War II.
Halfway through the war, the Marines opened Camp Pendleton, 30 miles to the north, making Camp Elliott expendable. There was talk of converting the base into a new civilian airport after World War II. But that's another story. We'll have more on why that didn't happen in part two. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, polarization, budget concerns, all topics that can cause tension in the workplace. NCRC can help seasoned and emerging leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.